When Lieutenant Governor Shan Tsutsui resigned to join a mainland-based public relations firm called Strategist 360, people in Hawaii wondered what the company was up to, especially in the political arena. They're still wondering. The company has been notably close-mouthed about its clients and the issues it will support, but some of their recent hires might offer some hints, as reporter Nathan Eagle tells us in today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Most of us, I don't know if this is true, have you heard the term Strategy 360 for the first time when Shan Tsutsui announced his resignation?
It was a first for me to hear the firm's name. Not so much for a couple of my editors. Jim Simon's from Seattle, which is where Strategies 360 is from, so he was quite familiar with the firm and its work there.
Mm-hmm. What's their work going to be in Hawaii? How much can we glean from what we've heard so far?
Not too much in terms of specifics. They've declined to, you know, name any of their clients, at least at this point, because of non-disclosure agreements. But they did tell me that they're going to be working in some of the firm's specialty areas, which is healthcare, education, environment. But in talking to the CEO, Ron Dotsauer, he said, you know, they've pretty much touched every sector of the economy in one way or another.
Usually, PR firms aren't shy about talking about the issues that they're supporting, right? Is this unusual?
Yeah, usually it's all about the client, and let's, you know, go after or go ahead and promote them in every way we can. But this is a little bit more behind the scenes.
What do you think that bodes for, you know, especially in the political arena?
Well, it's anyone's guess in a way. I'm hoping that when the next campaign spending reports are due July 12th, we might get some more clues on any specific races they might be involved in. But again, the CEO said, you know, I'm trying to get out of the political arena in terms of helping specific candidates get elected and instead advocate maybe more for different private clients that need to navigate that political process.
Your interview, it looks as if it was a pretty interesting interview with him, but it was short on specifics.
Yeah, indeed. It was a good interview. He's as candid as I think he could be or wanted to be, but still left with a lot of questions over who exactly they're representing and what the kind of end goal is.
Well, what can we glean, for example, from the hiring of John White, who came over from the Pacific Resource Partnership, which has, you know, been heavily politically involved in recent years?
Well, with a guy like John White, who's heading the operations here in Hawaii, and some of the others he's brought on board, Stacey Alomar, Molly Pierce, both have PRP and Forward Progress connections, you know, that is a group that is connected, you know, like completely with the Hawaii Carpenters Council, the group of unionized carpenters, as well as a lot of contractors. So we can expect them to probably be advocating for those kind of building interests, assuming that they are actually a client.
Well, they were behind Yes to Rail, right? So we can make an
Yes.
educated guess about their position on rail.
Right, absolutely.
It's unusual for somebody as like Shan Tsutsui. You know, usually when you get up to the point of being lieutenant governor, the next step is the top spot. And in the past, lieutenant governors have ended up as governors. It seemed unusual for him to leave the political arena completely for a PR firm that most of us in Hawaii hadn't heard of.
Absolutely. I think it shocked a lot of folks when he stepped down in January to join Strategies 360. We thought, okay, maybe he's going to run for mayor of Maui or pursue the governorship, but absolutely not. And we have seen him out campaigning for Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa and her effort to become next governor, but the CEO of Strategies says that's not one of their clients.
It's a communications firm that is very careful about what it communicates.
Indeed.
Thanks very much, Nathan.
Appreciate the time.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read the full story, you can visit civilbeat.org.